Ottawa. Military investigators are trying to piece together what caused a Chinook helicopter to crash during a training exercise in eastern Ontario, killing two crew members and injuring two others. The bodies of two Royal Canadian Air Force members were found Tuesday evening after an extensive search of the Ottawa River near Garrison Petawawa, which is about 160 kilometers northwest of Ottawa. Two others who were on board the helicopter when it crashed just after 12 a.m. Tuesday were rescued and suffered only minor injuries. They have been released from hospital, the military said Wednesday, and are getting support from the armed forces. We are reminded today that this can be dangerous work, whether it's carried out in support of military operations or while training for those operations, said General Wayne Eyre, Chief of the Defense Staff. Our people know the risks and they take them willingly, because they understand the importance of their work. The armed forces said it is not releasing the names of the members who were killed out of respect for their families' wishes. Our hearts break for the members of 450 Squadron and the families who have lost their loved ones, Defense Minister Anita Anand said Wednesday morning. In the afternoon, both the Senate and the House of Commons held a moment of silence to honor the victims. I know that the entire 450 Squadron, the entire Canadian Armed Forces are reeling from this loss and we will do everything we can to support them. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters on his way into question period. Officials said the group was carrying out a normal nighttime training event for first officer pilots, and there were two pilots and two aircrew members on board at the time of the crash. There was a recording device on the helicopter, but it is not clear whether it has been recovered from the wreckage. The military is now conducting environmental containment and cleanup efforts on the river near the crash site and boaters are being asked to stay off the water. People in the area are also being asked to stay away from the beaches and shore until the work is complete. Former Royal Canadian Air Force Commander André Deschamps said the fact that the crash happened on water complicates the efforts of investigators. The Ottawa River is a pretty fast-moving river, so it's always difficult to deal with submerged platforms, he said in an interview Tuesday. The retired lieutenant general said the investigation would have started, almost on a parallel track, to the rescue and recovery mission. Chinook helicopters are intended for transporting personnel and equipment, and have been used in response to natural disasters and emergencies across the country. Canada's CH-147F version has been modified specifically for long-haul flights with a larger fuel capacity, Deschamps said. The military is not speculating on what may have caused the crash while the investigation is underway. Last August, the United States Air Force temporarily grounded its fleet of around 400 Chinooks after fuel leaks caused a small number of engine fires. At the time, the Department of National Defense said there had been no such issues with its fleet, but it was checking with the manufacturer, Boeing, and the U.S. military to see if any repairs or upgrades were needed. Like any global fleet, if there's an issue of concern, the knowledge is shared amongst the users so everybody can make assessments on whether or not their fleet specifically requires attention, Deschamps said. A spokesperson for Boeing declined to answer questions Tuesday about whether there had been reported issues with the Canadian fleet, referring all comment to the military. The Department of National Defense has not responded to questions. For now, the fleet of 15 Chinooks based in Petawawa will not be flying. There is no formal pause in the operation of the fleet at this time. However, the fleet will take a pause out of respect for this tragic incident and all of the members of 450 Squadron, Anand said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 21, 2023. Sarah Ritchie, The Canadian Press. Note to readers. This is a corrected story. A previous version said that Petawawa is east of Ottawa.